Blog Talk Radio.
If y'all haven't already, please, you know, go ahead and hit that like button for me. I really appreciate that. The call-in number is active, so you can go ahead and call into the show if you have any questions. I'm live streaming right now on YouTube from my phone, and I'm on Blog Talk Radio on my laptop, on one of my laptops anyway. That way, you know, sometimes, you know, you can say more, you know, when you're having a conversation with somebody, so you don't have to do all of that typing, you know. So I'm here, y'all. I'm going to be here until 6 o'clock Central Standard Time to help y'all with any questions that y'all have in regards to federal lawsuits. So that's the purpose of this video today, the purpose of the channel. I want to try to stay relevant. And on topic, I get notifications every time I try to go live. There we go. All right, so the number is ready, so y'all can call in if y'all want. If not, you know, I can answer your questions right here. So if you have any questions, go ahead. If not, I'm just going to jump right into it. I'm going to keep telling y'all the same thing that I have been telling y'all in almost every video in regards to federal lawsuits, the ultimate fact section. It is always the ultimate fact section of your complaint that determines if you will state a valid cause of action against this police officer. It's always that. The facts are your elements to support your causes of action. It's always the facts. It works the same way in a criminal case, in the same way in a civil case. In all civil cases, you are a prosecutor, just to let y'all know. You're prosecuting the case. So you get to decide which evidence that you want to get admitted and which evidence that you don't want to get admitted in court. In civil cases and criminal cases. But this is a civil case, so let's just focus on that. So a word of, you know, some advice for you. When you litigate your federal lawsuit against the police, you need to think like a prosecutor. That's what you need to do. And you don't need to ask questions that you don't already know the answer to. You need to think just like a prosecutor, because they don't ask you questions that they don't already know the answer to. They never do that because they don't know what the hell you're going to say. It could be something that, you know, that makes your case strong and makes theirs even weaker. If you haven't already, please go ahead and hit that like button, y'all. I really appreciate it. Please, please. Let me know if that call-in number is working, y'all. Hopefully it's working. Y'all should see it on the screen. It's a, if you don't have the number is 563-999-3602. You can call in and you can talk to me. Y'all got me for 2 hours. Each caller who calls in, you have a question, I'll try to limit it to, you know, 10 to 15 minutes per caller. Because, you know, everybody has questions. I don't want to spend too much time on one caller. Back to the topic. Let's see. Again, if you want to know what if you want to know how to state a valid cause of action against the police, you need to read cases. That's what you need to do. You always need to read cases. The case is going to tell you the elements that you need to allege. I'm going to keep telling, it's going to seem like that y'all watching the same live video over and over again, because I keep saying the same thing over and over again, but I'm telling y'all that's what it is. It's always the facts of the case. Give me 1 second. Let me fix this camera, y'all. I think that's better. Hold on. I'm trying to fix my camera, y'all. I'm sorry. This phone. Hopefully that's better. How is the volume on the microphone? Can y'all hear me on a scale of 1 to 10? How good can you hear me? 9, 10, 8, 7, what is it? I want to make sure the volume is pretty good. I want to make sure it's not choppy, anything like that. I don't have any comments. I'm not even sure if the comments are coming in yet. A lot of chats. I don't know if they're coming in or not, y'all. I really don't know. Anyway, What topic during the 42 section 1983 lawsuit that y'all want to know about? Discovery, the types of discovery, how to plead your case, arguing your case. I was going to say how your judge is selected, but I don't even know how the judge is selected. I think it's random. They just randomly give you a judge, which is, I guess that's fair. I think, they randomly give you a judge. Anything in particular? Anything. I'm going to be here for 2 hours, y'all. Y'all know what's so funny? Like, I get so many emails from people that need help. But when I go live, sometimes the people, they just don't even show up, And I tell them, you have to catch me, either you have to book a consultation or you have to catch me during a live. I'm there for 2 hours. It's free, 2 hours. You got me for 2 hours. Sometimes, I'll go over a little of your paperwork and give you some advice. If not, that's if I can give you some advice. If I can't give you any advice, then, I'll probably refer you to somebody. But anyway, back on topic. I'm trying to see. The only thing that y'all need to worry about once you're litigating this case, in my opinion, is the ultimate fact section of your complaint. That's the first thing that you need to worry about. Once you have mastered drafting your 42 section 1983 lawsuit, as far as like the fact section, once you have mastered that, everything else is easy. Drafting motions, drafting responses, drafting, discovery tools, all of that stuff is easy. Don't let this stuff intimidate you. These people are not smarter than you. They just read. And a lot of this stuff, like, for example, if you don't know what a request for admission is, you can go on Google right now and type in request for admissions PDF sample or something like that, and it'll pull right up. It's going to show you how it looks. And you can request for them to admit any of the material facts in your complaint. They're either going to admit it or they're going to deny it, That's it. If they admit to it, that's called a stipulation. And that's something that y'all agree to. Hold on, y'all. Somebody, who is this? Somebody wrote me, so I don't know who this is. So I'm trying to monitor this. And give me a second, y'all. Okay. All right. Sorry about that, y'all. Okay. We can, if y'all want to, I try not to get off topic too much, but we can get off topic a little. We can talk about criminal cases if y'all want to. Let me close this. Okay. Somebody, let me see what. I'm gonna go and look at the live chat because these words are too small, so I can't see it. So I'm gonna look at the live chat on my computer, y'all. The words on my cell phone are too small, so I'm gonna go to the live chat on my computer. So if y'all see me looking away, that's what I'm doing. I'm looking at my computer and I'm gonna read it. Today stopped and talked to the local sheriff's office in regard to driving without registration license plates. The county sheriff's office said you will have to take it to court. Yeah, I bet he did. That is it. Look, man, police officers, they, when you go to court, man, you're in an administrative agency because they enforcing statutes, man, and they following statutory procedure. Now, this agency looks exactly like a court, and it functions exactly like a court, but this is a legislative court, so to speak. It's not even a court. I don't call it a court. It's an agency. It's an agency of the federal government. It's no different than the Federal Trade Commission or the CIA. They are all members of the executive branch of government, and they are exercising quasi-legislative and quasi-judicial authority. That's why when you sue them motherfuckers, they get immunity. Like they claim absolute immunity because certain shit that these so-called judges do, they get immunity for that shit. And absolute immunity, that shit is almost impossible to beat. You just better off just filing a claim against their bond, in my opinion. I mean, that's lawful for you to do, Alex, in my opinion. It's lawful for you to, because they can only regulate commerce. That's it. They can only regulate interstate and intrastate commerce. That's the only thing they can regulate. That's why they made all crimes commercial. All crimes are commercial. If y'all want to call in, y'all can call into the show, man. Right now, I mean, I have a few callers online, but nobody's raising their hand, anything like that. So if y'all want to call in, no problem. I can put you on the air, and then we can discuss whatever you want to discuss. Not too much off topic, though. Not too much off topic. We stay a little bit on topic. I had a I had a judge one day. This is for you, Alex. I had a judge one day. I went to court and we had a trial. I don't know how the hell we had a trial because we never even had an arraignment. So that's a due process violation right there. But long story short, anyway, this judge, you know, after we, the prosecutor cross-examined his witness, so-called witness. It was a police officer. I think I got a traffic citation. This was probably 10 years ago, maybe. So the judge looks at me after the prosecutor cross-examined his officer or whatever. The judge says, well, sir, this is the part where if you have anything, you know, you can ask questions and you can make objections or so on and so forth, anything. Anyway, long story short, so after the judge says what he's going to say, he says, now, sir, do you have any questions? I said, yes, sir, I have something to say. I said, I didn't have to stop for this man. I said, as a matter of fact, you know that I didn't have to stop for this man because I wasn't driving. I was traveling. And driving and traveling mean two completely different things on the public highway. And this, he froze. Like, he real deal froze. And then I said, I'm here on a special appearance as so adequately distinguished in legalese from a general appearance, and all questions shall be answered in the form of a demur. He says, do you have anything else to say? I said, yeah, I motion for a dismissal with prejudice. Failure to charge an offense. This motherfucker say, I deny your motion. Let me tell y'all something. Before I could get on what grounds out of my mouth, this damn judge said, I don't have to tell you why I denied your motion. Now, we in district court. This is a court of record. It's still an agency, but it was a court report in there is what I'm getting at. And so, y'all know that judge ran off the bench. There were people in this courtroom. Okay, there were people in that courtroom, and he didn't know I knew this shit. You know, because I didn't file any paperwork or none of that. He didn't know I knew this, and he ran off the bench. And then a state trooper came in there to talk to me or something like that. And he was like, this judge is about to hold you in contempt of court. I said, contempt of court for what? He said, man, you can't be up in here showing off the judge like that. Those are his exact words, y'all. I'm not lying, y'all. Those are his exact words. You can't be in here showing off the judge like that. This is a black state trooper. What else happened? If I'm not mistaken, I don't know. I really don't remember the disposition of that case, but that was very interesting for me. Very interesting. Because the prosecutor ain't object to shit I said. Nothing. The prosecutor ain't object to nothing. I remember one day I was in court. Traffic ticket. This was probably about 10 years ago also. You get a lot of practice in state court. So that's where you want to go and get all your practice at. That's where I got a lot of my practice at. So I lost a lot of cases because I really didn't know what the fuck I was doing. But now, I'm a beast now. But anyway, this was in circuit court. And I remember telling the judge, I said, I learned this argument from, I think it was a video on YouTube by Carl Miller, I think. And this is a damn good argument. Very, very good argument. So I start saying, I said, Your Honor, the body corporate state of Alabama arbitrarily and erroneously converted my right into a privilege. Now, since they've done that, and Murdoch versus Pennsylvania clearly states to the contrary that no state may convert a secured liberty into a privilege, license, and attach a fee to it. And if they do that, Shuttlesworth versus Birmingham said I can ignore it by engaging in that right with impunity. That judge froze up. Look, man. I had an attorney. He wasn't my attorney, but he stood up in court. He's like this. Man, that's a good argument. And the judge told his ass to hush. I walked out of there. I didn't even get convicted for that traffic ticket, y'all. But this is what they'll do. Like, they won't say that you're not guilty or anything like that. They'll just, they might rule in favor of, like, they probably rule in favor of the state, making it look like you lost. But they'll never issue a writ of attachment, so-called a warrant for your arrest. They'll never issue the warrant for your arrest because of that argument that you made. They're not going to say, you're right, you do have a right to travel. This is an administrative agency. We are operating under admiralty jurisdiction. They're not going to tell y'all ass that. You out of your damn minds if you think these people are going to tell you that shit. You out of your mind if you think that they're going to tell you that there is no money and everything is a negotiable instrument. Y'all crazy if y'all think that shit. They're not going to tell y'all that, man. You can forget about that because they're not going to tell you that. Y'all, if y'all don't mind, please go ahead and hit that like button for me. Really appreciate it. I got some comments. So let me go ahead and see what people are talking about in the thread. Y'all give me a second. I said, so that about sums it up. You can't speak the truth because it will be considered showing. Yeah, you're right. You damn sure right about that. You definitely right about that. For real. You right. It's like these people have ego problems or something like that. Like when you, I ain't gonna lie, man. When I go to court, y'all, sometimes I didn't even have cases in there. I just used to go in and sit in as a spectator so I can learn, you know, and see how conditioned people really are. And they really, like, it's bad, y'all. It is bad. They just go in, yeah, I plead guilty. They waive their rights. They pay these fines, and that's it. They just want to go home. Don't get me wrong. Now, who the fuck want to go to jail? Come on, y'all. I don't want to go down here to the county jail, sleep on this cold-ass mattress, hard-ass in this hard-ass bed, eat this nasty-ass food. You got to, as soon as you go to jail, down here, as soon as you go to jail, you got to put this, I don't know what the hell it is, but you put something in your hair, you're squatting and coughing, they looking all, you know, all in your private area and all this shit. Don't nobody want to go through that shit. The average man or woman does not want to go through that. Then, like, when you go, like, it's like your whole world stops when you're in jail. It just stops. But the bills, they still going in. You know, the world is still turning. But in there, it's at a standstill. Nobody want to go through that. But sometimes you have to be willing to make sacrifices. And I'm one of those people who are willing to make sacrifices. Some things are just worth fighting for. Some shit is just ain't. You just pick your battles wisely. Alex Kidd. Alex, he said, can you share those two cases that I can use in court, convert a right into a privilege? I think it's Shuttlesworth. Let me see if I can find it. It's Shuttlesworth versus... Is it Shuttlesworth? I think it's Shuttlesworth versus Birmingham, if I'm not mistaken. Birmingham is a city in Alabama. Let me look. Let me see if I can find it. Uh, This might, I don't know which one it is. There's a lot of them that says Shuttlesworth versus Birmingham. This might be it right here. I think this is it. Yeah, I think this is it. Give me a second, Alex. I'm about to post it right now. I think this is it. But there's a lot of them. I have to go in to make sure I got the right one. I need to, it's probably going to take me a little bit more time, but I'm going to go ahead and submit it. I think that's the case right there, Alex, that I just posted. Yeah, you're right. Real ego issues. These are, like, these men are so old. Like, come on, man. You like 50 years old. You 50 years old. You sitting up here on the bench violating people's rights. I remember I went to jail one time, y'all, and I think I had a $2,000 cash bond because I was just like, fuck y'all. I know I ain't do this shit, y'all, but y'all want to pin all these quasi-criminal charges on me and so forth. They were all misdemeanors, but I'm just like, fuck it. So I'm just running and boarding the police or whatever. So I go to jail. Eventually I get caught. I go to jail, and I have a $2,000 cash bond. So I'm like, man, I can't sit in this motherfucker, you know, in this jail, you know, but I don't have $2,000 cash. So this is what I did. If you ever go to court and you're going to fight every goddamn thing, nine times out of, like, if they know you know what you're talking about, or if they're curious to see that you know what you're talking about, they're going to have what they call special hearings for you. Or special settings. They had a special setting for me. I was appointed a special judge. I was the only one on that judge's docket. I was the only one in that courtroom. There was me, a so-called judge, and probably three or four police officers. They were trying to scare me and intimidate me and all this shit. So long story short, that's another story. But anyway, let's get back to this one. So anyway, I'm in jail now. So I wrote this judge a letter. This letter was basically a conditional acceptance. It was like this: look, I'll pay these fines under these conditions. So I wrote him a letter. Y'all know that man ordered me release on a writ of mittimus. A mittimus, M-I-T-T-U-S, I think. He ordered me release on a writ of mittimus. I didn't know what the hell he did. So I went down to the courthouse to get a copy of the document that he issued. Somebody said, man. Yeah, so of the document, because I want to see what the hell he did. He ordered me released on a writ of mittimus. And I never had to go back to court. I never seen his ass again. He basically, I didn't even have to go to court to pay the fines no more. I just had to go to the window and give him like $40 or $50, and that was it, probably once a month. One time I went to court. I was charged with like three counts of contempt of court. But it was just a front, the contempt of court. I had three counts of contempt of court, and he fined me, what did he fine me? $100 per count of contempt of court. So once I go, I go to jail and all this shit, before I went to jail, I looked that judge in his face and I said, I'm going to sue you because you know you can't do this. They're going to do a lot of shit they can't do. I'm telling y'all that right now. They do this shit to scare y'all into intimidation. That's what they're trying. They're trying to scare you. So 2 days later, this judge orders me released. No, I don't have to pay no fines, no nothing. It's just smoke and mirrors. So what I do, my ass going to do, I go down to the courthouse, and I get a copy of the court order that he issued for sending me to jail. Do y'all know this motherfucker ain't even signed that court order? He wrote a fucking circle. He literally wrote a circle where he was supposed to sign it. A fucking circle. They playing games with y'all, man. They playing games. Let me see what the comments are looking like. Might have some questions. Contempt of public. Man, y'all know what? I'm almost certain. What they call it, I think it's called a writ of quo warranto. We'll get off topic a little bit. The topic of the video was 42 section 1983 actions, but we'll get off topic just a little bit. But if y'all do have questions about lawsuits, please go ahead and ask these questions, or you can call into the show. There should be a number on the screen that you can call into the show. if you want to call in. I'm going to read y'all that number again. The number is 563-999-3602. So you can call into the show, ask your questions. You can talk to me live on there. But y'all know these municipalities, cities, they have charters. These charters were given to these cities by the legislature. Okay, so basically in this charter, the charter is there. I don't know if y'all remember me posting some comments on what an actual charter is to the city. But anyway, long story short, the charter is their constitution. Okay, so it's just another word for a constitution for the municipality. So do y'all know when they violate your rights, they waive their right to be the city of? That's just like with any judge. They waive their right to be judge so-and-so. By what authority are you doing this, what you're doing? What authority? You don't have that authority to do that. That's unlawful. You have no authority to do that. But they do shit like this all the time. And the reason they get away with it is because people, either they don't have time to be dealing with it, or it's just overwhelming, or they scared. I don't know what the hell it is. And one of the primary problems is they don't know what the hell is going on. They don't know that they are dealing with corporations. But that's what the fuck you're dealing with. You're dealing with corporate entities. That is what you're dealing with. Alex, did you get that case that I posted, Alex? I think that was it. I'm not sure, but I skimmed over. I did a cursory review of it. Not long. Probably like 10, 15 seconds. And it seems like that was the case. So I think that was it, Alex. It says Joshua Bradley, operating owner, submit claims in writing. And if they refuse to conduct honorably, seek the treasury on us. The treasury, what would be the purpose of putting the treasury on them, Bradley? I've never heard of that. Is that where the bonds are? Some of their bonds may. I don't see why it doesn't really make sense to me why their bonds would be with the treasury. I really don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but I know that the bonds are they're going to be with the Secretary of State, Risk Management, or probably the Probate Court. One of those three places. Oh, I would just report that to the IRS, Bradley. I got to do some more research on that. For real, because they really taxing your ass. A charge is a tax. They taxing you. Criminal, so-called criminal charges are taxes. They are taxing your ass. A license is a tax. A fine is a tax. A fee is a... They taxing your ass. It's just another name for tax. Corporations, profit taxes, skip the IRS, go straight to the treasury. So... Are you saying that this is to Joshua? Are you saying that the Treasury is, I guess, has more authority to sanction them than the IRS? Is that what you're saying? Shit. I didn't ever know that. Do you have any it's probably administrative anyway to a certain extent. So do you have like any statutes for it or any cases on it or any I prefer cases. I really don't like statutes because they really don't really do any justice for me. Do you have or any news articles on it? I'm not saying you're lying, I'm just curious. This is something, if you're saying it's true. I want to know about it, and I'm quite sure other people will probably want to know about it, too, because they would probably want to report these people. I've heard people going into court asking these motherfuckers for their EIN number, asking the city for their EIN number and so they can report this on their taxes or something like that. Let me see what you said, man. Oh, okay. All right, I appreciate that. Yeah. Thank you, Josh. Okay. I'll come see you. There's a lot of proof. Okay. I don't doubt it. I don't doubt. Nothing surprises me, man. Like, nothing. They made all this shit up. The city, this, they made up the county. Like, if y'all go and read some of the acts for y'all particular states, some of them have cities and towns acts. And in these cities and towns acts, either they are creating names for cities or they are delegating, I guess, duly elected public servants to create cities and giving these public servants charters to run these so-called cities. They just corporate entities, man. That's all they are. They corporate entities. If you go on Dun and Bradstreet, all these motherfuckers got a Dun's number. All of them. They got a Dun's number. I have a business. I have a Dun's number for my business. They corporate entities. And I am to a trust. Okay, would that be a Josh, would that be a public trust or like a private trust? Because I think in their corporate capacity, all of that shit, like I don't think those are public funds. You know, in the profits or, you know, shit that they make in their corporate capacity, I think that's just, they just get to pocket that shit. That's what it seems like. Because I would believe that because if, like, this shit, everything is commercial, man. All of this shit is commercial. It's commercial in nature. If it's not commercial in nature, why the fuck they would never tell you the nature of the action? Why? Because they will not tell y'all that shit on the record. They probably won't tell you off the record. They'll tell you it's not common law. And you know it ain't equity because you can look to the remedy that they're asking for to see if it's equity. Yeah, you're right about that. It is hard to break into trust. Well, you know the Constitution is a trust, don't you, Josh? It's a trust. And the reason why it's a trust is because the land, the water on the land, the trees on the land, the fish in the water on the land, the minerals in the soil, all of that shit is property. And it's held into trust. So all of everything. It's all a trust, and they trustees. I remember watching one of Yusuf's video, when he was saying he believes that the Constitution is a trust because it has all of the elements of a trust. Remember when I told y'all it's substance over form? It doesn't matter what it's called. It matters the function. What is it saying? What is it doing? And it has everything that they can and cannot do, and it's just like a damn trust. It's a damn trust. That's what it is. It's a trust. And they are holding everything in trust. Your rights are held in trust because your rights are property. That's private property. Rights are private property. Well, it's a policy for a membership agreement. Those who are in the association are subject to it. I guess that's another way of putting it. I would agree with that. The question is, how does one end up contracted? I would say just a presumption. Because, I didn't sign that damn document. No offense, but I didn't sign the motherfucker. I know you did, So I would just say it's just a presumption. We both know that they operate off of assumptions and presumptions, SG, if I'm not mistaken, SG, I don't think that you can sue the police department because they are not considered persons within the meaning of 42 section 1983. Man, let me see right now. I'm gonna give you an answer on that right now. Give me a second. Give me about 30 seconds, and I'll have an answer for you. I don't think you can, though, if I'm not mistaken. Police department, that person. I'm gonna see it back. Let me see. I don't think you. I'm gonna see if I got some time. I don't want to spend too much time. I don't think you can though. The reason why I say that is because I remember reading cases on it. That's why. But I haven't read the cases on them in a while. That's why. So let me see if I can find them somewhere else. Let me go here. He was fired from the case not only good, but I'll sue the police department this video. Give me a second. Give me a little bit more time. If I can't find it, I'ma just leave it alone. I'm trying to find you a case on it right now. But I'm gonna give you an answer of certainty. I'm about 99% sure that you can't sue the police department. You can sue the police officer though, because they are considered persons within the meaning of 42 section 1983. They also say that the state is not a person within the meaning of 42 section 1983, although it is a person for other purposes, you know, other federal statutes or whatever. It would take me a little time to find that for you. So I'm gonna pause on that for right now. I'm gonna go and see if I can answer the rest of your question. Can you sue the police department instead of suing specific officers, or do you have to go through the qualified immunity first? When you sue the police, you're gonna always have to go through qualified immunity, because it's like I'm 100% sure that they're gonna bring it up. Like they're gonna always bring up qualified immunity. But how you beat qualified immunity is very simple. Okay, so let me see if I can break it down for you. For example, it's clearly established law that a police officer cannot use any more force than what is necessary to perfect an arrest. In other words, they can't, like, for example, let's say you're running from the police and you stop, and when you stop, your hands are in the air, you're not threatening nobody. And you just pretty much homeless. But somehow this officer, he mad at you, so he jumps on top of you and starts beating the shit out of you. Okay, that is unlawful. Okay, that's clearly established law that he cannot do that. But let's say in your situation, this police officer, he does do that, despite the fact that there is clearly established law showing him and putting him on notice that he cannot do that. What you would have to do is you would have to just allege all of those facts, allege everything that happened to you, showing that this officer violated clearly established law. In this case, it would be excessive force. You know, he used excessive force against you without any lawful purpose. If you allege those facts and you allege the cause of action of excessive force, that's considered excessive force in federal courts. In state courts, it would probably be assault and battery or something like that. It's the same thing, it's just a different name. But that's how you beat qualified immunity. You have to plead facts that show a clearly established, constitutionally protected right has been violated. Because a reasonable officer would have known that that was unlawful, and she or he would not be entitled to any form of immunity for doing that shit to you. Does that make sense? And you have to do that for, it doesn't matter, every cause of action you have against that police officer, you need to plead facts to show that. That's what, let me see, Michaels, was that? That's what 18-242 does. I'm going to talk about that in a second, Michael. Give me a couple minutes. I'm going to talk about that. Yeah, that's true too, Michael. Beyond their authority. Beyond their authority is just, I mean, that's on the color of law. On the color of law means the appearance of authority. So it, like, just because they have the authority to arrest you, they don't have the authority to beat the shit out of you without a lawful purpose. They have to use reasonable force. Everything they do to you, it has to be reasonable. And reasonable is based upon the facts and circumstances of the case. Is that like a bill, Hal, is that something like in your state or is that on a federal level? I would agree with that, Josh. They're really private contractors for real because they're corporations. That's what they are. They're corporations. Notice they call as police. Police, that's a variation of the word policy. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. I haven't really found, like, what's the, like, a definition for policy. But in my opinion, and I could be wrong, y'all, if you disagree, y'all just let me know. But in my opinion, the term policy is corporate in nature. Walmart has a policy. This policy is considered law. If you're an employee of this corporation, that policy is considered law because you are an employee, you know, of that corporation. Best Buy has a policy. And if you are an employee of Best Buy, that policy is considered law. It's law. That's why they always, I don't even know why they'd be said. I mean, y'all know what, man, one of my, I have a lot of justices. Like when I go to work, I have a lot of justices, a few of them that I listen to, you know, I listen to them talk in their interviews and stuff like that when I'm at work. One of them is Scalia. I don't agree with everything Scalia said. One thing he said is, I was watching an interview and he was talking about, like, you know, like starting a revolution. If I'm not mistaken, if you believe that your rights were being violated or something like that, you can start some shit like that. But anyway, he was saying he always uses the word like democracy. He knows this ain't no damn democracy. He knows this is a republic. But I'm guessing they all talk like that because they don't want people to know what the fuck is going on. You know, I don't know, but Scalia is one of my favorite. I like to listen to Thomas a little bit. Scalia is pretty funny too, by the way. He got a good sense of humor. Sotomayor, she's pretty good. Keegan, she's okay. I got to listen to a few more of them. Let me get back to this. Sorry about that, y'all. I got a little off topic. Some states seem to have adopted it. I'm still looking into it. It is an interesting read. Hal, do you know that the people can nullify qualified immunity right now if they want to? Because they can, because they're sovereign. All they got to do is amend that shit to the Constitution. All they got to do is add that to the Constitution. The people can nullify every Supreme Court decision that they don't like. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious because I've read cases where they didn't say verbatim that that's what happened, but that's what happened. If you go and read cases, anytime the Supreme Court say that Congress can't do something, and if Congress wants to do it, they propose an amendment and they submit that amendment to their masters, which is the people, for their approval. Well, it's associative. Who is subject to the policy? The members. I would agree with that, Josh. I definitely would agree with that. I'm going to talk about Title 18, 242 right now, that criminal statute. One, you don't. There's no private right of action on that. Like what I mean by that is you don't have the authority to prosecute public servants under criminal statutes. Okay, that's for your public service to do, like the prosecutor's office. So in my opinion, I've never done that before, but I'm almost 100% certain that I can, because it works the same way on the state level. What you're doing is you are drafting an affidavit, and you are submitting this affidavit to the United States Attorney's Office, or maybe probably the same thing for the state, you know. And you are alleging facts to show that a crime has been committed. A constitutionally protected right has been violated. Assault and battery, you know, shit like that. That's what you're doing. What you're going to do is, when you allege these facts, the prosecutor or the magistrate judge, somebody's going to look at that affidavit, and they're going to determine if that affidavit is supported by probable cause. Probable cause is the facts. They're going to look at it and say, well, yeah, this is a felony assault under this statute, or some shit like that. And then either that motherfucker going to go to the 9 times out of 10. If that happens, if you ask me, I think the prosecutor is going to probably draft an indictment, something like that. And then it's probably going to go to the jury or something. I don't really know too much how it works behind closed doors, but I got an idea of how it works. And that is how I think it works. But as far as drafting the complaint, hell yeah, I can do that. Not the complaint, but the affidavit, hell yeah, I can do that. Because I just use the same principles that I do when I draft my complaints. I draft everything the same way. If it's relevant, I talk about it. If it's not relevant, I don't talk about it, period. One thing, in my opinion, the people do need to nullify, like, I'm not even joking. Don't get me wrong. I agree that there are some good judges, you know, and I agree that there, you know, there are some good police officers. And when police officers do good and they do the right thing, they deserve immunity. And when judges do the right thing and so forth, they deserve immunity. Okay? But there need to be conditions on that, because that absolute immunity shit, that shit needs to be nullified. Because if you don't know what absolute immunity is, go read cases on judges that were sued. Go read them. And you'll be surprised, like, that shit is going to blow your mind to find out what these judges did, and they still got immunity for it. Let me rephrase it. They're not even judges. They're executive administrators, because they're members of the executive branch of government, because they're administrative agencies. But go and look at and read these cases and see what the fuck they, like, it's just crazy. It's crazy. Some state seems to have adopted it. Let me see if I got any. If y'all have any questions, you know, y'all can go ahead and call the show. There's a number. Go ahead and call the show, and we can go from there. Matter of fact, where's Michael at? Michael, if you want, man, you can call in the show, and we can just, you know, we can start talking right now. I don't know why I didn't think of that early. I'm sorry. I thought of that early. But, yeah, you can go ahead and call the show, Michael, and I'll put you on the air. And, you know, we can have a conversation while I'm talking to everybody on the air, or they can just listen to our conversation. Let me give you that number. That number, again, if y'all want the number, is 563-999-3602. SG, did I answer your question on, the qualified immunity test? And based on what I said in this video, do you feel like you know how to beat qualified immunity? It's easy to beat. Don't let it trick you or confuse you. It's not hard. You can beat it. It's very easy to beat. Once you understand what you're doing, it is very easy to beat. But I want to know if I answered your question. And if I didn't, let me see. Let me see what he said. He said something. That's true. They have it here, too. It's called the Alabama Judicial Inquiry Commission down here. Yeah, they can remove their ass from office, too. Some of them, they can remove them from office. So, yeah, that's true. I think federal judges, I think you report them to Congress because, you know, that's who they bosses are. So you report them to Congress. Okay, that's good. That's good. So I need to be, like, give me a number on a scale of 1 to 10. How good did I help you? They gonna keep doing that. In my opinion, they gonna keep doing that, SG, until you cost their ass some money. That's what they gonna do. I had a police officer look me dead in my face, tell me I had 8 active warrants for a city that was about probably 15, 20 minutes away from where I was, but he's not taking me to jail. The reason he said that was because they must have marked me down for a do not detain or something like that. Because I had sued some police officers probably a few years ago or something like that in federal court. He looked me dead in my face, told me I had 8 active warrants, but he ain't taking me to jail. He wasn't the only one. I had a sheriff, a state trooper. As a matter of fact, the city in which I had the warrants, you know, my person had the warrants in, I was stopped once or twice by the police over there. And they let me go. So you're going to have to cost these people money. And when they give you a lawful purpose, you know, and if you got to defend yourself, do what you got to do if they give you a lawful purpose to do that. But until then, you're going to have to cost them money to leave you alone. I promise you, when you cost their ass money, they're going to leave you alone. They're going to leave you alone. Well, hey, sometimes you just got to do what you got to do. Sometimes. Got to do what you got to do sometimes, SG. I kind of do it like that, too. You know, it's like if you didn't do anything, you know, to me, then I'll just leave you alone. But if you standing there and you watching me get my ass whooped and you're not stopping your fellow officers or whatever the hell you want to call it, I'm finna sue you. Like, it's a wrap. You in there. By default, you in there. Okay, I know what I need to do now. Thank you. I'll be getting the ebook. Yeah, and do that for every cause of action. Is it not clearly established law that a police officer cannot walk up on you and detain you without reasonable suspicion unless she or he has your permission? That's the only way that they can do it without reasonable suspicion. They need your permission. And if they don't have your permission and they walk up on you and detain you without reasonable suspicion, that is a violation of a clearly established constitutionally protected right of which a reasonable officer would have known or should have known. And if you allege just those facts in that complaint, they not getting immunity. The judge is going to look at that complaint. And the judge is going to say, well, based on these facts, at least for right now, this officer, as a matter of law, is not entitled to qualified immunity. So we'll go ahead and let this case proceed until discovery. And then when discovery closes, we'll revisit this and, to see if this officer is entitled to immunity now. That's what they're going to do. That's what they're going to do. Y'all hit that like for me, man. I really appreciate it. Hit that like for me. Hit the like button for me. That's what's going to happen. That's what they do. That's what they're going to do. Whatever they do to you, it must be reasonable. It's got to be. If it's not reasonable, it means it's unlawful. Reasonable in reference to the Fourth Amendment, the word reasonable means lawful. That's all it means. The word unreasonable means unlawful in reference to the Fourth Amendment. That's all it means, y'all. That's it. That's all it means. Lawful and unlawful. That's it. That's all it means. Let me see. I guess people just want to hear me talk because they don't really ask, well, on the lines. You know, nobody's really pressing one, you know, so we can talk. I guess they just want to hear me talk. I don't know. But if you have any questions, you can call in. The number is on the screen. You call in. The number is 563-999-3602. Press 1 if you want to talk to me. If you have any questions, we can just go from there. What you said the evil. What state are you in, SG? How you doing, Tina? Yeah, man, you know what, Tina? I think the last time I went live, I think probably about 2 weeks ago, I think I was coming down with the flu too. I really did because there was something wrong with my throat and everything. I don't know what was happening, but I couldn't even go to work. I had to call off of work. And I kind of think I'm still a little sick now. Not too bad, though. I'm feeling a lot better now. I hope you're feeling better, though, Tina. What I was doing was I was drinking hot water with lemons and raw honey. That's what I was drinking, and I was eating tomato soup. I'm at work, but I'm going to hit you on Telegram later, bro. Peace. Okay, Josh. Appreciate it. Okay, funny thing is he approached me in a shopping center where I told him I was non-commercial, and he told me he had pulled me over once I pulled on the street. No reasonable suspicion or probable cause. Since I told him I was traveling, I'm in North Carolina. So let me see something. So after you had stopped, I'm guessing now, because I don't really know all of the facts of the case. So I'm guessing you pulled into a shopping center, you stopped and you got out of the car and you must have walked in the store or something. And you came out and he was out there or something, what happened? The shopping center is private property. It's private property. 850. Looks like, who is that? If you have any questions, y'all, all you got to do is press 1 and I'll turn your microphone off. Just press 1 and we can just go from there. Let's see. Are you serious? That's what happened, SG? Man, I'll sue his ass. I would deny everything he's saying, and I would sue his ass because they can only, I don't think you were arrested or anything like that. So he's just assuming, like, he didn't see you. You know, so-called drive the car, whatever. He just assumed it was you and so on and so forth. What happened with the traffic case? Like, what is it, still in state court or what? Let me see some. Oh, boy. Okay, y'all, give me a second. I got a caller on. I'm about to turn their microphone on. 8776. I'm about to turn your microphone on now. Good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm great. This is Mike. How you doing, man?
Oh, what's up, Mike?
Can you hear?
Michael Cummings?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
you
got me, my brain off topic from 18242, but with all those stops, man, being in a car is the worst. There's about 1,000 items on your vehicle that if they're not in working order, they can call,
mm-hmm.
they pull you over.
That's exactly why they do that.
And then they yank you out of the car claiming officer safety. And they can yank everybody out of the car under versus Pennsylvania, which makes me crazy. So, like, if you're just a passenger, you've been seized. You're being detained as a passenger, and the Supreme Court says that's that's just only a minor inconvenience.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, but 18242 does give you the ability to go after municipalities, police departments, and those kind of things. And that's, do you watch any of the First Amendment auditors on YouTube?
Sometimes I do.
That's one of the laws that they have for cop watching, and a lot of times they go into police departments and the parking lots, and they go into like the DMV, other public entities like that, sometimes libraries even, and they get arrested, and they're exercising a First Amendment right to be in there as part of, we all have the freedom of press. And so they can go in and record matters of public interest as press, and they get arrested, and that's the thing that they're able to go after the institutions with is 18242.
Okay, that's pretty good. You just, like, I didn't even know, when I was thinking of the word press, I don't know why I was just limited to the actual, like, a newspaper or something like that. But I know you have a right to record them because they public servants. You know,
well, here's the thing. It's like, you know, it's 2023, you know, you don't have to have a printing press to be press anymore. You know, now your social media is an outlet for matters of public interest. And so anyone with a camera has the ability to be press. And it's our duty. One of our duties is to oversee government. And
I agree.
And Justice Black said that that the press is for the governed, not the governors. And that's something I think about every day.
Man, you know what's funny, man? These justices, like, they so intelligent, like they brilliant, but they dangerous too. Because they're so intelligent, like they can fashion an unlawful argument and justify it, and that's what scared me about some of them. That's it really scares me about some of them. But I really hate Scalia is not up there no more because I don't agree with everything Scalia was saying, you know. But I agree with that you're supposed to interpret the Constitution at the time the people adopted it. The meaning of the Constitution at the time the people, you know, adopted it. And if you want to change the Constitution or change the meaning of the Constitution, in my opinion, fuck Congress. You don't go through Congress. Just have the people do that shit. Just amend the Constitution, you know, so on and so forth. That's just my take on it because I really don't want Congress to do nothing except, they can draft amendments, you know, help us draft amendments or something like that. But other than that, I really don't want them to do nothing else.
Well, here's my argument with that, man. I get your point, but, you know, when the Constitution was written, we had slavery. You know, women couldn't vote. Blacks couldn't vote.
You're right.
Times change. And that's what I love about the Constitution is that through judicial review, it can move with the time. And, you know, Scalia is a conservative, and he doesn't want to make changes to it. And he doesn't like a lot of the changes that have been made to it or didn't like it. And so that's the thing. It can be used with case law and judicial review. You know, it can adapt to changes in society. Like I said, back when it was written, all they had was printing presses. Today, you know, you've got a million channels of on cable that are corporate press, but, you know, everybody is, you know, plugs into whatever flavor of news that they want, and they appeal to that market. And so all of the news that we see on television is biased. We know that. We're all biased. You know, some people like Coke, some people like Pepsi. You know, people drive Fords, some Chevys, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We're all biased. And corporate marketing really knows how to manipulate our biases. Anyway, that was my only point, was just to give you a heads up that that's a way to get after government organizations is with 18242.
How can you go after municipalities with the 18242?
Well, like it's when there are these gross abuses of power. It's the same thing. It's the what do they call it? The denial of civil rights under the color of law. Same thing as 42-1983. There's similar language there, but that tends to be more of the individuals. This one allows you to go after the police department. I'll give you an example. Are you familiar with the Karen Garner case in Loveland, Loveland, Colorado?
Oh.
Check that one out. Here's a 73-year-old woman with dementia, forgets to pay for groceries some items that she bought at Walmart. And as she's leaving Walmart, the Walmart people take the stuff that she forgot to pay for away from her. And so she starts walking home. They call the police, the Loveland police, and the Loveland police approach her. They command her to stop. She doesn't understand what they're saying. She doesn't stop. She tells them she's just going home, and they pick her up. She's 73, weighs 80 pounds. They pull her arms behind her back. The cop picks her up and throws her down on the ground a couple times, and she's trying to get out of the handcuffs. She's resisting, but she's got a mental illness. They throw her up against the car. They're using pain compliance techniques on her, and they dislocate her shoulder. And then they take her into booking. She's complaining multiple times, like over 20 times about her shoulder and stuff. They deny her medical attention. In fact, the guy that dislocated her shoulder is heard in the booking area on the closed circuit TV there he's showing them his body worn camera footage, and he's telling them to listen for the pop, and they're all laughing and fist bumping about it.
Oh, so he heard the shit. Hell no.
Yeah. But I mean, the whole thing from the beginning, he stops her they ended up suing City of Loveland, the police department, and won $3 million.
I think I heard of that before, man. That was about two or 3 years ago. This was recent.
Yeah, it happened. The event happened August or June 6th of 2020, and the case was settled not too long ago. But man, there's a lot of cool information about that one. And a lot of these things too, to help your cases, if you go to the Brady list, you can find offenses that officers have committed. There's a website, I can't remember. It's like Giglio-Brady-list.com, and there's a place there to file complaints on police, on judges, and prosecutors.
So
you can find and Joe Q Public can make a complaint on there. It's free. You just put your facts together and you can make a complaint on an officer, or a judge or prosecutors. So, but there's a lot of information on that site about the Karen Garner case.
They just idiots, man. What did they do? They I know they had insurance, so they settled the case, nothing happened to them probably.
But you were talking about reasonable suspicion, and they do not understand reasonable suspicion. You know, the case law is, it's not just reasonable suspicion. It's a lot more than just suspicion. It's reasonable suspicion. You have to have a set of facts that there's a crime afoot. It has to be about a specific crime, not you know, pin the crime on the donkey. I mean, these guys, for the most part, want to arrest you. From the moment they stop you, or a mutual encounter, a consensual encounter, they're asking mm-hmm. you questions. You don't have to answer their questions. They're looking to pin a crime on you. And everything you say can be held against you isn't just after you're arrested. It's from the moment they start that consensual encounter.
Don't.
Anyway,
you're right.
I'm talking too much, so I'm going to hang up.
Thanks, man.
I love your work. I love what you're doing.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you for calling in, man. Appreciate it. Yeah, Michael was right. He's absolutely right. Yeah, I think I posted a video on it was something about I think it was like three types of police citizen encounters or something like that, where one of them is arrest, where they need probable cause. The other one is reasonable suspicion, where they need specific articulable facts that a crime is being or is about to be committed. And the third one was a consensual encounter. In consensual encounters, the Fourth Amendment is basically irrelevant because you're not under arrest or you're not being detained. And since you're not under arrest or being detained, then you don't have to talk to the police. They can walk up to you. Like in my case, when I was stopped, when my car broke down in the road and the police pull up behind me, he asked me for my ID. Being a stranded motorist is not a crime. I know that. Okay, so he asked me for my ID. For what? You have no lawful purpose to ascertain my identity. None. Now, I could have gave him my ID, but I didn't. Not because I had something to hide. I didn't give him my ID because I didn't want to give him my ID. I don't have to. And I have every right to do that. BTS, let me see what that says. Do you love BTS? BTS. What's BTS? I don't know what that is. But anyway, that's what happened in my case. So in consensual encounters, you do not have to talk to the police, period. You can walk away whenever you want. You can terminate that encounter whenever you want. It's a K-pop idol. I don't know. What does that have to do with what we're talking about? Come on now. What are you getting at with this? Are you trying to say I look like somebody or something? Y'all hit that like for me button if you haven't already. I appreciate it. Let's see. Let me get back to SG. I'm sorry, y'all. Let me try to read some more of the comments. Anytime they violate your rights, SG, sue their ass. Don't let them get away with nothing. Just sue them. I sent notice to the DMV that I would be traveling when I got the automobile. Not long after, Charlotte area started a policy of not pulling people over for lights or expired tags. I live outside of Charlotte, though. You're in another jurisdiction now. You're in another, probably another city or whatever. So you got to let their ass know, too. I know right now there are cities that are close by me. That were police officers, they don't know me. They've never stopped me, you know. So I'm quite sure that if they stopped me, they would probably, probably give me a traffic ticket or something if they felt like I deserved one, or probably procreate criminal charges against me if they felt like, even though, you know, they're not criminal. But anyway, if they felt like they had, you know, I guess probable cause or something to do so or whatever, because they don't know me, you know, and they think that, you know, they probably think that they doing the right thing, but they just not. And you violated my rights, and I'm sorry, but ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm going to sue your ass if you do that, period. I'm not finna tell you that you unlawfully arrested. I'm not finna tell you nothing. I'm gonna act like I don't know what the hell happened and I don't know what the hell going on. In 6 months probably, or a year, or almost 2 years from now, you're going to get a summons and a complaint in the mail because you didn't forget about it. I ain't forgot. You forgot about it. I didn't. And you're going to get that summons and complaint in the mail, and you're going to have to answer. I'm going to sue your motherfucking ass. And that's just the way it is with me. Because either you knew that you violated my rights, or you should have known you violated my rights. Because ignorance of the law is no excuse, and everybody is presumed to know the law. Come on, you're a police officer. You're supposed to know this shit. Anyway, so SG, like what I meant by that SG was you got to, you know, if you're in another city now, you gonna have to, you know, put them on notice too. Start litigating against them too, and let them know what's going on, so they can know that, okay, he's not a dummy. He's not a sheep. He ain't just going to roll over. So we're going to have to leave him alone, or he's going to cost us a lot of money. That's what you got to do, man. That's what you got to do. That case that Michael was telling me about, I heard of that case. I don't know who those officers were, but those are idiots. They are idiots. Like, you should already... I mean, come on, man. You should at least have the courtesy to, to be more considerate when you're dealing with older people. You know what I'm saying? Probably is, Hal. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. But anyway, you should have the courtesy when you're dealing with older people to understand, okay, well, you should know that, of course, some old people have dementia. You know, that's just understandable. You should know that shit. So you got to be more careful when you're dealing with them. You need to be more considerate when you're dealing with them. This lady's 70-some years old. She forgot to pay for her groceries. Okay. I mean, that ain't even criminal because, I mean, there's no mens rea. She forgot. She's old. Ain't no crime even in that. You know what I'm saying? Like, anyway, man, these people, they just get on my damn nerves. She got 45 days in jail. She got 45 days in jail, Michael. You for real? She went to jail for that? I'm shocked. Wow. I'm shocked. I'm shocked. I hope they sued her ass, too. Because she was supposed to intervene because that was excessive force, and they have to intervene during excessive force, if they're in a position to intervene and they fail to do so, and while their colleagues or whatever are beating you up, you know, without any justification whatsoever, then you can sue them for that pursuant to 42 section 1983, because they have a duty to stop them from doing that. Yeah, I know what you meant, Michael. You're talking about the partner for that police officer. She got 45 days in jail. They should have gave her ass longer than that. She should have did at least 6 months for that shit. That's right. Sue them in an individual capacity because they're not authorized to violate your rights. Always sue them in an individual capacity. That shit was personal. Michael said this man, he showed the video to the other police officers. And they in there laughing about the shit. Watch, like, listen for the pop, her shoulder pop. Man, $3 million wasn't enough. That wasn't enough. That probably was the max that was offered on their insurance, probably. $3 million wasn't enough, though. That wasn't enough. They should have, like they should have sanctioned his ass. They should have stuck his ass with punitive damages of shit, probably $10-20 million or something like that, because you think this shit is funny. Ain't no telling what else this man done did. He just so happened to be on camera and get caught. Just imagine what he's doing off camera. I agree with that, Michael. I agree with that. I agree with that. I'm glad she got some compensation. What did they do to him? They didn't do anything to the male police officer who actually caused her her shoulder to break. They didn't do anything to him, Michael. They should have. Besides just that lawsuit, like, I would have went against him criminally. That's what I would have did. Okay, good. That's real good. Damn right, assault. Shit. Damn right. At least he got some time. That's real good. Thank you for that, Mike. I really appreciate that. That's ridiculous, man. That's ridiculous. That's good, too. Damn right. I don't know who did that, but whoever fired them and sent them to prison, that's how you're supposed to do shit. That's how you deter police misconduct and corruption. That's how you deter it, including the chief. That's good for his ass or her or whoever it was, the chief. That's good for him. That is how you do I was going to say proper policing. I'm not even sure what the words that are that I'm looking for, but that's what you're supposed to do anytime they do some shit like that. You have to make an example out of these people and let them know, no, you cannot do that. So I'm glad that happened to every last one of them. That police officer, they probably had his ass in protective custody. Police reform, yeah, that's right. Police reform is the word I was looking for. But that police officer who did that, they probably had him in protective custody. He probably don't have to do the whole 5 years. You know, he probably got to do one or two. And he probably got to do the rest on papers or something like that. He should have got more than 5 years for that, though. Because if you would have did that, Michael, I guarantee you would have got more than 5 years. Or if I would have did it, we would have got more than 5 years. But it's a start. You know, we'll take that, Michael. That's a victory. We'll take that. Yep. Crazy, man. Anything in particular that y'all want me to talk about, man? I don't know. I'm not really getting any 42 Section 1983 questions. So it seems like maybe the content, you know, is helping y'all understand it better. I'm hoping. Let me see what Tina said. Nikila Turner, you're welcome. No problem. Let me see what Tina said. I'm going to call you tomorrow. Okay, Tina. It looks like SG types and more stuff in here. Let me see. The particular stop happened about a week ago. It still doesn't show in the online system. I got a paper citation. The same department got me in November. That hearing is next month. SG, in my opinion, if you win that traffic citation, sue them. That's what I would do. Like, anytime they do anything to me, I'm suing their ass. I'm suing. I don't have time to play. Leave me alone. I just want to be left alone. Leave me the fuck alone. I have a right to be left alone. If you don't have any lawful purpose for bothering me, leave me the hell alone. Yeah, give me a second. I'll give you a. I'm gonna post a copy of the ebook, in here. SG, give me a second. Let me go and do it now. I'm gonna post it in the chat for you. Hopefully that'll help. So you won't have to click through all the videos. It should be in all of the videos, but I'm gonna go ahead and post it right now. Let's see, right here. I have a link for it. If you have a copy of the ebook, y'all please go ahead and rate it. I would really appreciate that. I don't care if you have anything bad to say about it. I just want it rated. I don't care. Just rate it for me, please, if you don't mind. Click that link, SG, and that should take you to the ebook. If it doesn't, let me know. Let's go. Yeah. All right, we got about 30 more minutes, y'all. So you can call into the show if you want to. We can talk, or I can answer your questions. I know some of y'all don't like to type, you know, so that's why I have a number. So the ebook has some typos I can do. Okay. What kind of editing typos if you need? Okay. Yeah, Michael, I appreciate that. If it has any typos, you know, and you think that they need to be done, I'll pay you for that too, by the way. I'm just really busy. I don't really have time to do none of this shit. I'm still working on the other ebook, and I'm trying to make that one better. This one will have a lot of footnotes in it. I don't think I have any footnotes in the original. So the newer version will have footnotes in it. It's going to have the circuit court and the district court that is subject to that circuit court's appellate jurisdiction in it. I'm trying to make it a lot more simple. Also, if you have a copy of the ebook, and if you think of any solutions to make something more simpler, you know, if you don't understand it, if you want to make the ebook better, I'm open to suggestions. Because this is really for y'all, this book. That's why I made it. It's just $10. It's $10, y'all. That's why I made it super cheap, you know, for people. Any suggestions that you have to make the ebook better, you know, for you to better comprehend everything, whatever, I'm open to any type of suggestions, just to let y'all know. The citation is for presumption of violation of the statute for registration when driving. I rebut that and probably use common law abatement method. Thank you for the link. It's worth it. Yeah, it really is, Michael. I appreciate it. That common law abatement is pretty good. I'm going to see if I can post y'all some shit that I typed I drafted. I did the common law abatement. I think, what did I type in? I think I typed I'm not sure if there was a motion for dismissal or something. Anyway, I had traffic tickets probably last year in August or around August, something like that. I had like three of them, but all of them gone now. I beat all three of them. Just to let y'all know what works in one jurisdiction won't work in another. Y'all need to understand, these people are just corrupt. Like, some of them, they just corrupt as hell. They don't care. They going to violate your rights in front of everybody. They'll do it on the record. They're careful about it, but they'll do it on the record. And they just corrupt, you know. They want some of them, they'll do the right thing. They won't even tell you why they're ruling the way they're ruling. They may just dismiss it and let you go, or some of them, they will not tell you why they're ruling the way that they're ruling, or they'll just make up some shit and rule against you. Like, it's, you need to expect all of that, because that's just how they are. That's just how they are. But I'm letting you know this. Anytime that they have a legal duty to respond to you and they fail to do that, that's because you were right. That's why. And they don't have shit to say to rebut it. So that's what it is. Let me go here. Let me see if I can find it for y'all. Because I went off on their ass. I think it was, I'm not sure if it was a demand for nature and cause or something like that. Let me see. I'm going to copy and paste some of it in there. And it looks like an attorney did this shit, y'all. And it, like, in this particular document, I didn't go in as myself. I went in as the state, like as Alabama, because I am Alabama. I am an extension of the state's sovereignty. I am an extension of Alabama's sovereignty. Let's see. Let's go here. Yeah, you're right about that, Michael. They damn sure will, but that's property, too. It's property, but they will seize it. If they did mine, if they seize mine, I mean, I don't care if it's $1. I'm going to sue the hell out of their ass, and I'm going to charge their ass $1,000 for that $1. Every day they don't give me that $1 back. Have you ever challenged service of a citation, meaning the cop or witness can't be the one to serve a summons according to the rules? That's a good point, SG. I've never challenged service of process of the citation, but you damn sure right, because I've read that in the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure that you can't serve your own, your own summons on. That's a conflict of interest. I've read that, so you're right. I don't really, I probably wouldn't even make that argument, though. It's just petty for real. That's just my opinion. You can do what you want. Let me go ahead and type. Let me show y'all this. In this document, I have 5 footnotes in here. And one of them is so long. It's too much to type. Yeah, it's not going to let me post it. I wanted y'all to see it. And I don't know how to do the screen share with my cell phone yet. Because I'm live streaming from my cell phone. That's why the screen looks like that, until I can get me another laptop that's strong enough to support 4K streaming. Because I have an $800 camera, y'all. And I've just been trying to figure this shit out for I don't know how long. Why I can't use this damn camera? This is like an $800 camera, and I just can't use it on here. And the computer is not strong enough, basically. I have 2 laptops, and neither one of them are strong enough. So I got to get another one. Yeah, you're right, SG. They can't do that. You damn sure right. Is there any, we could talk about the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure. Is there any particular rule of the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure that y'all are interested in that you want to know about? The camera, there's no issue with the camera. SG, my laptop tells me that YouTube isn't getting enough. It's not getting enough something. I know the laptop is not strong enough though. It's not. It's like a $300 laptop. So like if you want a live stream, like probably like a video blogger or something like that, then you need to, you're gonna need a laptop that's probably about $800. And I would say anywhere from about $600 to probably $1,400. You know, because I'm trying to live stream and I want my shit looking real good. See, I have 2 microphones here. I don't know if y'all see it. Let me show you. I have 2 microphones here on my office desk. And asking because I used to build PCs. Okay. Oh man, that ain't my man issue. That is not my expertise. I'm like a guy. I'm a layman. And that I don't understand none of that shit. That I had to look at some videos on here, man, because I didn't know what the hell I was doing. So I started watching videos, and the videos were basically telling me that, yeah, you need another laptop, bro. But this ain't strong enough. I ain't citation without prejudice. I don't have an ID, and I forget them. They never say anything. Yeah, sometimes that works. Then sometimes that work, you know. So I need a computer configured to use the 4K camera, right? Yeah, that's what I need, Pharaoh. That's exactly what I need. I'm probably not gonna stream in 4K. I'm probably gonna do 1080. I might do 1080. But it can do all of that though. Just to, you know, just to say it's an $800 camera. It better do something. It's $800. Yeah, but remember what I said, y'all. This is to Dan. What works in one jurisdiction may not work in another, you know. So if it works for you, hey, do it, you know. But in my understanding, I did not even know these people had me on a do not detain list. I found out that I was on a list when I kept getting stopped by police, whether it be a sheriff, a state trooper, different city police, or whatever. I kept getting stopped by them. And they would run my name, and they would let me go. You know, I know I had the capias warrants, but they would, every last one of them, they would let me go. That's how I came to the reasonable conclusion that I was on a do not detain list. That's probably what it is this year. Ain't no telling. I know YouTube is telling me that I'm not getting enough video or something like that to stream or something like that. So I'm guessing, I was told that you need something, what they call it, RAM, and GC. I don't know. Y'all know. You know, I don't know. But y'all might know. But that's what I was told. So I'm just going to get me another laptop. And, yeah, I'm going to get it in my business name. And I'm just going to go from there. Let's see. How much more time we got? You're right about that, Michael. You're right about that. Hell no. That is not computers to a certain degree. I know a little something about computers, but Hell no. I don't know what the hell I'm doing when it comes to a computer, generally speaking. Technically speaking. But generally, doing emails and uploading files and using flash drives and downloading shit. I know how to do that. Other than that, I'm trying to see. So y'all don't have, I'm not getting any 42 Section 1983 lawsuit questions. So I'm assuming that y'all know how to sue them, or y'all are confident, that you know how to sue them. Or maybe I just don't have some people who are curious about it on here. Let me see. Depending who you ask, they might be ripping you off. Double check the error message. Sometimes you don't buy a new one and have the same. Okay. Reach out about the book. You left me an email. Damn. Oh, you left. Damn. I'm sorry, Michael. You damn sure did. I'm sorry. Damn. You left me your number. Okay, that's right. That's right. Child support. I've never really done anything litigating child support. Well, I've done a little. I would say I won because I'm not really sure why I won, but I was there to challenge the jurisdiction. When the judge asked for the name, I told him it wasn't me. He was like, what are you doing here? And I said, Your Honor, the defendant is here. That dead corporate fictitious entity is here. He's right up there on your desk on that piece of paper. That's what I told the judge in the courtroom. I really don't know what happened with that. I know I'm not on child support, and I'm not trying to avoid taking care of my responsibilities. I'm just very private. I don't want these motherfuckers in my business. You're not finna tell me how much money it takes for me to take care of my kid. That's my problem. That's my right. That's what I'm gonna do. And my boo-boos love me, by the way. Yeah, they love me. One of them, they called me, and she'd be like, "Hey, best friend." And I'm like, "Girl, I'm not your best friend. I'm your daddy." But anyway. I don't know, man. Maybe I can help. Go ahead and ask your question. Oh, they don't care about that, SG. They don't care about that, man. They don't care. That shit is, I don't know, man. I'm thinking these motherfuckers, they might have some type of contract down there in that agency dealing with child support, to just have motherfuckers on, to make motherfuckers. I don't know. It seems like it's a racket down there. I know it's a racket in criminal court and so on and so forth. So I'm convinced that it's a racket in child support court too, because how in the hell are you going to put a man on child support if he's handling his responsibilities as a man in regards to his kids or children, you know what I mean? Yeah, go ahead and call in, SG. You got the number. The number, it's 563-999-3602. You can call in. We got about 15 more minutes. Yeah, they bankrupt. But I don't see how they making money off this shit though. So called money anyway. How? Because I don't see you posting any buns down there. You don't post appeal buns down there, nothing. So they must have some type of contract with the federal government, and they must get some type of federal funding for this shit or something. That's what it seems like to me. I'm just guessing. It seems like it because I don't see any other way that they making money. I don't see it. And we both know that they corporate entities. So they have to have some type of agreement with some damn body. In order is a chick. Okay. In order is a chick. So where would they be getting the credits from then? Would it be from the trust account? That's linked to the social security number of the defendant from the Treasury Department or something, whoever has the, you know, wherever the account is. Okay. Okay, SG. I don't know, man. I wish I can help people on that. You know, at least I wish I can help men that, you know, that actually do for their kids and take care of their kids, and they, unfortunately, they just get railroaded because some woman, she's probably bitter, you know, she's hurt, so she go down here and do it out of spite and lie and so forth. There are some women like that that do that, and some men, they need to be, I hate to say it, they need to be put on, I wouldn't even say that they need to be put on child support. In my opinion, what I would do is I would hang their picture up all over the community and call them a deadbeat. Let every woman in the community and within a 50-mile radius of every community out there, just he's a deadbeat. He don't take care of his kids. He's sorry. He lie. He don't want to work. All this, I just do that, you know. So maybe his pussy rate will go down. Maybe he wouldn't get no more pussy. Maybe. I don't know. Let's see. Okay, let me at least until I get another call, I'm gonna talk about here's a link to build your own laptop. Man, Pharaoh, I'm not gonna know what the hell I'm doing, man. You can post a link, but I'm probably not gonna know what the hell I'm doing, man. Like I'm not gonna even lie to you. Maybe I can take it to somebody who do know and let them do it for me. You know, I will pay them to do it, but I'm really not gonna know what the hell I'm doing, man. And I do appreciate the help, you know, the offer to help, but I don't know what the hell I'm doing, man, with these computers. I'm not gonna know what I'm doing, man. Not gonna know. If you want to talk, if you have any questions, just go ahead and press 1, and I'll turn your microphone on, and then we can go ahead and engage in the discussion. Let's see, I'm getting kind of thirsty, a little hungry too. Michael, I'm sorry. I'll email, if I don't email you today, Michael, it should be before the end of the week about the book. I'm sorry about that, man. I'll be busy. Sorry about that. Oh, boy. Oh, okay. That's what's up, Pharaoh. That's what's up. Go ahead and post that link, if you don't mind. I knew I wasn't going to be able to build it. Like, there's nothing I can do with that. I appreciate that, man. Yeah, go ahead and do that. And I'll try, Mike. Maybe I can use this laptop that I got. And if I just purchase the parts and they can, you know, put the parts in there, and hopefully that'll work. I don't really know. I'm going to end the show in probably about 10 minutes, y'all. I might go over just a little. I'm going to try not to go over too much. So if you want to call into the show, go ahead and call in. If you want to talk, if you have any questions, please do that. I'm making myself more available than what I have been in regards to 42 Section 1983 lawsuits, because a lot of people talk to me about this, and they need help, you know, and I don't have time to sit and text you this long-ass email on what you need to do. So if you're not going to book a consultation, then this is how you get me. Okay, I'm here free. You know, we can talk about anything related to 42 Section 1983, or sometimes we can get off topic. But as far as drafting motions, the complaint, I can talk you through the whole entire trial process, pre-trial process, because I didn't make it to trial. I settled my case. So anything. Somebody is raising their hand, y'all. So I'm going to go ahead and turn that microphone on. Caller 2664, you're on the show. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I barely can hear you, though, man. Can you turn your volume up?
Let me use the phone.
Hold okay.
On. Is any better?
It's a little better. I'm not really sure if the people in the video can hear you, in the live can hear
you. My voice doesn't carry too well, but so I was talking about my issue with child support earlier.
Okay. Go ahead.
There was according to the state law, there's a before child support takes money from you, they're supposed to send you a notice. Letting you know that your wages are about to be garnished. And in that notice, there's some steps you can take where you can contest the money being garnished for certain disputes of fact.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got the so-called order, it said in there that I had waived my right to receive that advance notice, and as far as I know, I never got it, and that is what I needed to contest the case in the first place, because I basically all my proof of, you know, what I did and didn't do with my child or
kid,
was in text, and my computer was, my hard drive was about to fail. Eventually it did fail, so when it came time for court, I hadn't fixed my computer yet to get the information off my phone. Like with the iPhone, you know, it only shows you a few texts, and this is thousands of texts that I had to go through to see it. So I wasn't prepared when I went to court.
Mm-hmm.
I said some stuff in my answer where they knew that I understood the whole straw man thing, so
mm-hmm.
they were ready for me. I probably
mm-hmm.
should have just not said too much in that answer, but you know, you live and you learn. So
yeah, you will.
And like it was a Zoom thing, so you know, normally everybody that's there for court can see everybody else, but it was nobody else there. It was at the end of the day, it was just me, the other party, and the court people. So, but
you had a special setting.
I'm working on getting that straightened out through I got a notice that they were going to garnish my tax return, and that had appeal right or probably the same thing I should have got months ago. So I'm going through that now, and what I'll probably do is I didn't want to send a motion to have the arrears amended, because in my
mm-hmm.
eyes, like giving them jurisdiction. But I'm already in it. Well, I've been in it since I quote unquote made an appearance. I did it all wrong from the beginning. But I was still trying to make sense of everything. So
gotcha.
my question related to the color of law thing is, let's say that this final, let's say something works out as far as going through this administrative court, well, Office of Administrative Hearings, but I guess it's all administrative courts. And they decide, well, we can see that from what he's shown us, he shouldn't be paying child support. It already said in the appeal rights that they can't cancel my case. All they can do is not garnish my income tax return. So I guess I would have to go back to court and have the whole case closed anyway. But let's say all of this is out of the way. I'm off child support. Would I be able to use the 1983 rule to sue them for not following what I understand to be due process?
It sounds like due process to me. I've never really done a cause of action like that, so I can't say yes. Well, let me rephrase that. I kind of say yes more than I say no in regards to that, because that's a property interest that you have in there with the garnishment of your wages. If I'm not mistaken, I think that's a property interest. And since it's a property interest, they have to afford you due process. If they don't and you get damaged by it, then I don't see why you wouldn't have grounds to sue them.
Okay.
But I would, I vaguely remember reading a case, something like that. So they is very vague though, but I believe you can. What I would do if I were you is I would do some research to try and see and find out. And whatever you do, do not let them know you're going to sue them. Just play dumb, act like you don't know what the hell going on, and play dumb. But let me ask you this. What was the judge's reason for saying you waived your right to that notice?
When I called the agents, the child support agency, and they give you your caseworker, whoever you talk to. So this guy is a city employee.
Okay.
And I brought that up to him, and he said that nobody in this county has ever sent that notice. So
when I read
through all the orders, and it lists the facts of the case, they number them. There is no number 4 in there, for one thing. So it's like 17 different facts, and there's no number 4. And just looking at it, it's like they have this like a template, and they just fill in the blanks or photocopy form, and they just put in what applies to that case. And I suspect that, let's say you voluntarily put yourself on child support.
Mm-hmm.
In that case, you would waive your right to appeal it because you're the one that brought the case to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're if you've been brought there because the other party filed for it, as far as I can tell, I should have that right.
Damn and right.
I sent a letter to have them show me proof that I waived that right, because it says you waive rights to contest this withholding of your wages as stated in this order. So I read this thing multiple times, and there's nothing in there that I can find, nothing obvious where I can say, okay, well, that's where it says that I waived my rights. I didn't do it knowingly. So I wasn't given full disclosure if I did waive my rights. But unless it's some kind of thing tied to making an appearance, it doesn't make sense to me.
Is there a statute?
They have that secret stuff.
Is there a statute or any case law supporting that they have to give you that notice prior to garnishing your wages?
It's in the statute.
Shit, that's an administrative duty then.
So that's why I'm contesting the income tax withholding, because I couldn't get them to give me that notice where I would have been able to contest that. So I'm trying to go in the back door to get something they should have given me from the beginning before they started taking my money.
Yeah, I would appeal that if I were you. You know, you probably have a time limit on your appeal, so try to find the time limit. I would appeal that to you because they violated due process. When they violate due process, shit, they really lose jurisdiction.
Yeah.
So if I were you, you should.
The first hearing was in February of last year, so I'm pretty sure I missed the appeal time period. I was so angry about the whole thing because we had been going back and forth for a whole year prior to that, and it was for something really stupid. And I was just sick of it. I would get headaches and stuff when I try to read the paperwork. So for about 6 months, I didn't even look at it. When I
let me stop you right here. Let me, because the phone is about to hang up. I only got like 20 seconds left, so I'm sorry about that. But you can go back to the live, and I guess we can talk like that. I'm sorry, man, but the phone is about to disconnect.
Yeah, no problem.
In 10 seconds.
Okay.
All right. Thank you
for
calling in. No problem.
All right.
All right. Well, the phone lines is closed, y'all, just to let y'all know. So I'm going to go ahead, cancel that, and end that show on the